We continue wedding week today. We're going to discuss issues of timing of the wedding, when the right time to get married, the right day of the week, the right day of the month to get married. It's just one correction from yesterday. I mentioned yesterday that there was a maisa brought in either Nefesh HaRav or Mipnine HaRav of Rav Soloveitchik coming to a wedding, finding out that it was in a shul, and saying, if I would have known, I would have made an excuse and not come. I said yesterday I wasn't sure whether that was in a conservative shul and that's why he was upset about it, or it was just the fact that it was in a shul and that's what upset him. I checked it up. In Nefesh HaRav, Rav Shachter writes the maisa that it was in a shul. It was in a regular shul, a regular Orthodox shul, and the reason Rav Soloveitchik didn't like the idea of weddings in a shul is he thought it was a bizayin to the covered base of Knesset to do anything in a shul other than daven or learn. So, bris milah, there's a whole heter for it. But even that, the idea of doing a wedding in a shul, it was on those grounds, not the chukas hakum grounds, but it was on the grounds of the covered base of Knesset. Okay, but getting into today's topic. So it used to be many, many years ago, in the Zman HaGemara, that the Kiddushin and the Nisuin were done not at the same time, that Kiddushin was done a year before the Nisuin. Nowadays, obviously, that minhag has changed. The minhag has already changed in times of the Rishonim. If you look in the Torah in Siman Samach Beis, Derkei Moshe in Siman Lamed Daled Osei, seems very clear that in times of the Rishonim it already changed that we do the Kiddushin Nisuin at the same time. So much so that in Tashbetz Chelak Aleph Siman Kuf Lamed Gimel, he refers to a takana, that they made takanos in certain places not to do a Nisuin unless you have the Kiddushin being done at the same time, or vice versa, whatever, that you have to do them both together at the same time. Now, what day of the week is the best day or worst day to get married? So there's a discussion in the Gemara about getting married on Motzai Shabbos, whether that's going to be a chashash of Chil Shabbos. So in Halacha, the Shulchan Aruch quotes a day in Siman Samach Daled and Evan Ezer in Siv Gimel that a person should not get married on Sundays. Gzeira, it's going to come to Chil Shabbos in the preparation of the Seuda, if you get married on a Sunday. That's based on the Rambam and Hilchos Yishus, Parakir Halacha Yudalid, which in turn is based on the Gemara, Ksubas Heim and Alf, we learned it last year, Shami Yishchot Ben Alf. We're afraid you're going to prepare the Seuda. So that's Shulchan Aruch quotes not to get married on Sunday. However, Shulchan Aruch then quotes Yesh Matirim. He quotes the second Daya, which is the sheet of the Rif, based on how the Ran and Ksubas understands it, based on the Gemara Namid Beis, which sounds like there were Chozer on that Chashash of Shema Yishchot Ben Of. If you recall the Gemara we learned last year, that second day in Shulchan Aruch, that we're not worried that you're going to be Mechal Shabbos. Others thought that you shouldn't do a Nisuin on Shabbos. The Rama writes in the Tshuva, on Sunday rather, in Siman Kuf Chav Hei, and it's quoted in Pisachei Tshuva, in Siman Samach Dalet, Siv Katan Dalet, that the reason not to get married on Sunday is because it's Darkei Amori, it's the Darkei Agayim. That the Gayim do their weddings on Sunday, which is a holy day, so for them, so we shouldn't do weddings on Sundays. However, the Minhag Yisrael, overwhelming Minhag Yisrael of Gedolei Olam also, of everybody, is that we do get married on Sundays. Likutei Ma'ariach points out that, according to Nisun Kilchasa over here, that absolutely we get married on Sundays, and Gedolei Olam always did get married on Sundays. However, question is, what about a Motzai Shabbos? So when we say that, we're always Mekel, like the day that says you get married on Sundays. Are we Mekel Legamri, that we hold that we simply don't paskin Shem Yishchot Ben Of? Or no, maybe we do paskin Shem Yishchot Ben Of, but we only apply Shem Yishchot Ben Of to Motzai Shabbos. So the Makne in Siman Samach Dalet Siv Gimel holds that dafka, you should not get married on Motzai Shabbos. You can get married on Sunday, but not on Motzai Shabbos. It doesn't come up that often, but sometimes with the second marriage or something like that, it does come up. So it's a machlokas aposkos. It's a machlokas within a machlokas. Should we be worried about Shem Yishchot Ben Of at all? And even if we should be worried about Shem Yishchot Ben Of, do you have to worry about it on Sunday also or only on Motzai Shabbos? Fine. Those the minhag is definitely to be made on Sundays. I'm not sure what the minhag is with Motzai Shabbos, although I do know somebody who's getting married this Motzai Shabbos, so I don't know if that's a riot, the fact that I know a guy. In terms of getting married on Sunday night, then that already has a din of Monday. What about other days of the week? So all the other days of the week, l'chora, are totally in, no problem. Nevertheless, we learned the Gemara in Ksubas last year that Yom Chamishi is a particular Simen Bracha. So some are the Pesachei Tshuva, Simen Samach Dalet, Sivkan Vav, quotes the name of Pnei Yeshua in Ksubas, Kufir Aleph, I'm sorry, Ksubas Kuntras Achron, Simen Aleph, based on the Gemara over there, on Daf Hey that it's better to get married on Thursday for the Simen Bracha, that at least to try to get Chap, the Simen Bracha Da'adam. To get married on Thursday, that way you'll have the Bia Rishona on Friday. Now that's the day of the week. What about the day of the month to get married on? So that's a big discussion. The Ramah records a minhag in Siman Samach Dalet Sif Gimel that we should only get married when the levana is bimilua. He says nagu shalolis nashim el betchilas hachodesh ba'ud shalavana bimilua. When the moon is big and getting bigger, when it's a nice big moon, so that's when we get married because that's a good siman bracha. Shulchan Aruch and Yardeya Kufay and Tesif Beis. This is already quoted in Rishonim. Mukhe Yosef in Sanhedrin discusses this minhag. The Ramban in the Tshuva in Siman Resh Pei Gimel mentions this minhag. It's already quoted in Rishonim. A minhag dafka to get married when the moon is full, like the middle part of the month. Nevertheless, there are a lot of people, even though it's in the Ramah, it's in print, black and white in Shulchan Aruch, a lot of people that are not choshesh for this Aruch HaShulchan. Siman Samach Dalet Sif Yud Gimel says that nowadays we're not so choshesh for this idea, for this getting married, for the Simin Tov of getting married dafka at that time. In Mipnine Harav, I think it is, Rav Shechter points out that we have copies printed in books of the wedding invitation. I think in Mrs. Meiselman's book, in Rav Moshe Meiselman's mother's book, I forgot what it's called, the daughter's memoir or something. She has a book that's about growing up. You know, the brother of the Rav and Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, the daughter of Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, wasn't a usual kind of upbringing. So she describes like her whole family life, and I think in that book she has a photocopy of her parents' wedding invitation, and they got married. I think it was Chaf Vav of the month. So Chaim Brisker and Ravelli Prajner made a wedding together. They were mechatanim, making a wedding, and apparently they weren't makbid that it be done with the Miloy Halavana. So you already see, even amongst Gedolei Olam, that they weren't so makbid in the Miloy Halavana. It's also interesting to note on that wedding invitation, just parenthetically, it doesn't say Chaim Soloveitchik Vizugasa. It says his wife's name. So apparently Rav Chaim didn't think it was a terrible breach of tznius to write his wife's name on the wedding invitation. Yeshivish circle is not accepted anymore. They only write Vizugasso. Like you'll see. Yeah. So anyway, different discussion. But if there is a minhag to be machmir in certain communities, then obviously you have to follow the minhag of the community. But still, nevertheless, it seems that a lot of people are not machmir on this. Now, if you are machmir on it, what days are in and what days are out? What does it mean, b'miloy levana? So there are those that only will do the wedding in the first half of the month until the miloy levana is completed. And once the miloy levana is completed, it's now on its way down. Others say that you go up until Yud Ches, because you can't really discern the difference so much until the 18th day of the month. And others say all the way until Chaf Beis B'Chodesh, and Adviad B'Chlal, that up until and including the 22nd day of the month is all okay, and just after that is no good. Now, even those who do recommend being makbid about this, because after all, it is in the Ramah, do suggest that you should be careful. In the Tshuvas Maria Asad, Simon Chavdalet, he says they should be careful not to say beferish that the reason why you're getting married dafka at this time is because you're choshish for the chisar and halvana. He says to actually say it beferish looks like nichush, which begs the question why the whole thing isn't nichush. Which I think Rav Shechter writes, that's perhaps why so many Gedolei Olam weren't so concerned about it, is that they held that the Rama was saying a heter, not a chiyuv. He was saying it's mutter to get married b'milah elvan. It's mutter to be makbid about such a thing, but not that you have to be makbid about such a thing. That it's okay, so you don't have to worry about nichush if you're makbid about such a thing. The other thing about timing a wedding, obviously, is that we also try to be careful about chuppas nida to avoid. Now, chuppas nida is not the world's greatest tragedy, but since there are rishonim that pass that chuppas nida is no good, that chuppas not really yichud is not going to be a good chuppah. So we try, and also it's unpleasant, obviously, for everybody involved. We try to avoid chuppas nida. So it used to be that means timing the wedding around the woman's cycle, and if it doesn't work out, so even the poskim that are makbid to try to do b'milah elvana say don't make a chuppas nida on account of being choshesh for the Miloy Halavana. Nowadays, the way that they do it typically is they'll time the cycle around the wedding date rather than the wedding date around the cycle, meaning now with medications, with pills that women could take, and hormones that control their cycles, it's usually not an issue on that level. There are a variety of minhagim If we're choshesh for all these things about all of the months of the year, meaning they're writing and talking about different times of the year that maybe are good or not good to dafka make a wedding. A lot of people have been not to make a wedding during the Aseres Yemei Tshuva. That's quoted in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch and some Kuf Lamed and in the Matta Ephraim, not to make a wedding during the Aseres Yemei Tshuva. Rav Israel Hildesheimer writes in the Tshuva, no, Adrabba, I think we did this last year when we mentioned when we looked at this. Rav Israel Hildesheimer said, no, Adrabba, it's a perfect time to get married. In Ashkenaz, in Germany, they were never choshesh for this. That Aseres Yemei Tshuva is a wonderful time to get married. Yichavadas, Rav Adi Yosef, also says the minhag was not accepted to avoid getting married during a Aseres Yemei Tshuva. It's no problem to get married during a Aseres Yemei Tshuva. Another day that is an issue, or date that's an issue, is poskim discuss what about getting married during Mar Cheshvan. So during Chodesh Mar Cheshvan. So the Leiv Chaim, Chayv Bei Simen Chavav, and it's also in the Minhage Chabad, says not to get married during Mar Cheshvan because it's called Mar Cheshvan Al Shem Merivus. And others point out that that's wrong. It's not true. It's not why it's called Mar Cheshvan. It's probably Mar Cheshvan or whatever. It's the names of the Jewish months are not all necessarily from the holiest of sources. So it's likely that Mar Cheshvan has nothing, absolutely nothing to do with Merirus. And if it does have something to do with a Jewish source, it might mean Mar Midli, something to do with Geshem, with rain. But anyway, most are not Choshesh to not get married Dafka during the month of Mar Cheshvan. So those are some of the issues of getting married different times of the week, different times of the month. Obviously there's a lot more, but those are the Rashi Prakim.